We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Your special friend, does she rent or does she own?
Renter.
She rents? Oh, yeah. Man, if you guys actually move in together, you got to get her to move to Tremont.
I'll
tell you why.
I don't know if I win that fight. I'm not sure right now.
Oh, no, I'm going to try to talk her into it, because I'm going to tell you this right now. The winter weather is coming. Like, I don't know what it's like. Is it bad downtown yet, or is it just like whatever?
No, it's fine.
No.
Okay, like there's supposed to be like a huge snowstorm coming or something like that. 3 to 5 and 5 to... I guess, Jordan, we'll just see in the spring. I'll tell you this, because I said I hate snow. I've always hated snow. The only time I really like snow is when Lizzie and I lived in Tremont, and I used to, and Kenny Peepers here on Twitter tweeted it at me, and I think he's right, about the walkable neighborhood. I used to take Sammy for walks through, like, Lincoln Park and stuff like that and through the neighborhood, and it was just so nice. I'd be, like, listening to, like, Bull and Fox or something like that. And I would look in the city, like you'd see downtown, and you'd see that. It's like you and your special friend just need to get a doggie and spend 1 year in Tremont together. Is that not nice?
I love living in the hood. I do. It's a great neighborhood. I love the walkable neighborhood. I'm still a big fan of it. Some people aren't.
It is so wonderful. You got to try to talk her into it. Because if you guys move, if things are progressing the way they look like they are, there will be a move-in date at some point, and you got to get your special friend to move in to Tremont, not the other way around. Because I'm not going to say where she's at, but I wouldn't want to move there.
Does she have a toothbrush at your place yet?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey! Is that a big deal? All right, come on.
Here we go!
All right, enough.
Relationship.
Can we talk Browns?
Guys, the Browns are 8-3.
What's more improbable?
There's a pandemic going on.
What's more improbable?
Lima's in a relationship. The world's coming to an end. Pray to God, read your Bible, or bend over and kiss your ass goodbye, because we're getting ready to end it.
Talk sports.
Wow.
Darryl Redder. Hello.
Two things I never thought I'd ever see. The Browns 8-3. And a woman has a toothbrush at Anthony Lima's crib.
Willingly.
Willingly.
Yeah.
Didn't just leave it there.
He didn't just take it from her so she'd have to come over. Darryl Redder, his report's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I thought Baker Mayfield was pretty good. Like, yeah, I know there was one low light that's making the rounds on social media and everybody's just making a big deal about it. And I'm looking at it going, you know what? Other than a couple of, like, the dump-offs were bad, and there were a couple of bad passes here and there. But, boy, he had a great pass to Jarvis Landry, like, 8 times over. Harrison Bryant, if he would have held on to it, I think that was a good one. I thought Baker played pretty well yesterday, all things saying. And Lima did, too. Darryl, where do you stand?
Yeah, I think Kevin Stefanski summed it up best. He played okay. He wasn't great, but he wasn't terrible. As you said, he made some beautiful throws. Unfortunately, there were also a couple of throws that, had he put them on the money, the game would not have been as close as it was. And he said after the game, I left points on the scoreboard, and I can't do that. So I think he's okay. And, you know, to the point you've been making this morning, Ken, look, I'd rather be picking apart an 8-3 team than, you know, trying to find moral victories in a 3-8 team. And the way some fans are acting, they're acting like this is a 3-8 team. The bottom line is,
you really think so? Do you really see that?
I think there's people on social media.
Yeah, there are. I'll say this. They're winning games they used to lose. Like that game yesterday, the Browns typically lose that game. You know, there are some games earlier in the season that the old Browns would typically lose those games. The bottom line, the only statistic that matters is the final score. And the fact of the matter is, the Browns won 8 of their 11 games they played this year. They haven't done that in 26 years. So, and they've got the top wild card spot. This isn't a situation where we're, you know, going through algebra and long division trying to figure out how the Browns can get into the playoffs here. They have the top wild card spot right now. They would play Buffalo if the playoffs started right now, when I think that that'd be an intriguing matchup. So, yeah, you know, Baker wasn't great yesterday, and we're all still waiting to see that, I guess, greatness from him on a consistent basis. We got a little taste of it, that game at Cincinnati. I understand it, but you know what? He hadn't thrown an interception in four games. He got a couple of touchdowns yesterday. And they're not losing games because of Baker Mayfield. And to me right now, that's ultimately what matters.
Dale Ryder, join us on the hotline. Couldn't agree more. And I don't see the sentiment. Maybe at times we get a little bombarded by a few people, a vocal minority on social media.
Yeah.
Look, we all know this team is not the best team in the NFL. Like, we get that. But
yeah, they're not Super Bowl contenders yet.
But you know what? You know what? This you said something, Daryl, and I said it earlier in the show. 8 of 11. Like I know the schedule makers. It's been a blessed year. Okay, we get it. But 8 of 11 is 8 of 11. Like you get to this point, that's not a small sample size anymore. And yep. Given all that Stefanski was throwing, I joked before the show. I'm like, this guy wasn't even living in Cleveland. They did a draft where guys were all over the country.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? They've made this work. They've made it work. They have made sure to make things as easy as humanly possible for their quarterback. And you know what? Good. That's what you should do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Kevin Stefanski's the coach of the year. I really do. You know, but they're playing to their strengths. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, the running game. Jarvis Landry, it was great to finally see him get some love yesterday. Ultimate team guy. Doesn't complain publicly, doesn't throw teammates under the bus. Of course he wants the football more than he's gotten it, but to see him come away with 8 catches and 143 yards and finally get a touchdown. Listen, if you would have told me in the preseason, right, that the following was going to happen, the Browns are going to constantly have their practices disrupted by COVID, Jarvis Landry wouldn't score a touchdown until week 12, Odell Beckham Jr.'s on injured reserve, okay, and the Browns were going to be playing games minus 4 defensive starters, also known as their 4 best players on that side of the football. Okay, I would not, and then say, oh, by the way, they're 8-3. I would have probably asked that you get yourself checked and get committed, because it's incredible what Kevin Stefanski's been able to do with what he's had to work with, the challenges he's had to deal with. Again, I really feel like this team is reflective of his personality. I shudder to think what would have happened this year if they didn't make a coaching change. So I think Kevin Stefanski, hands down, and I know there's some other candidates out there and some other guys that are doing good, but he, hands down, is my coach of the year. By the way, little nugget for you. The Browns haven't had multiple 3-game win streaks in a season since 1988. Regular season. 1988.
That's unbelievable. Think about that. That is unreal, what you just said.
Yeah, they have not had multiple 3-game win streaks in a single season since 1988. Now, 1989, they had a long win streak during the season. They won their final two, then won the wild card game over Buffalo to give them a second, third straight. So that's why I had to go back yesterday when I tweeted that out, and I had to clarify regular season. I mean, and people, you know, get on me because I pull out a lot of these last times. But listen, what they're doing this year, unfortunately, because it's been so bad for so long, but what they're doing this year is historic. They've not had a season like this in 26 so Good for them. It's great for the fan base who's been suffering for years and years and years. And, I'm really anxious to see what they do.
All right, Darrell Redder, Browns beat reporter, joining us. Unbelievable performance yesterday by Jarvis Landry. And I got to admit, I didn't know that he still had that in him. Not that he's like over the hill or anything, but he's been banged up.
He's only 28.
I know. That's what's crazy. And this season, he talked this week about how it's still hard for him. Like, he's coming back from that offseason surgery. He's not 100%.
Yeah.
But for him to do what he did yesterday was humongous. I don't know if they win that game without him yesterday.
Listen, I struggle to walk around the house if I stub my toe. I have no idea how he played, how he's been able to play through a broken rib. It's incomprehensible to me. But yeah, and you're right. He hasn't had the numbers that we have grown accustomed to. That's not to say that he can't catch up here down the stretch, but he's been extremely bad. He's one of the hardest blockers on the team. Okay. They, not only Jarvis, but the other receivers, they run their routes in the run game as if it's a pass, which I think helps the run game because defenses can't see anything being telegraphed from the receivers. So he does the little things as well. And listen, I think Jarvis Landry might be one of the most important acquisitions this organization has made in the last couple of years. They've had some others, obviously, drafting Myles Garrett, drafting Baker. Those are important. But I really think of the trades that were made, I think that trade for Jarvis Landry might be one of the most critical because he really seems to be kind of the heartbeat of that locker room.
Kind of feel bad right now. Darrell Redder joining us on the show. Kind of feel bad about Harrison Bryant. Had a very nice start to the season. Then Las Vegas happened. He had a fumble against them. And then he didn't have a target until yesterday. Fumbled again. And then it probably was a good play by the man in coverage, by the linebacker in coverage. But, man, a touchdown there would have done a lot for Harrison Bryant. He started to struggle here over the last month, Darrell.
Yeah. And, having the ball ripped away a couple of times. And this is what is so great about Stefanski, Ken. They're going to go back to him probably next week.
So I got to get him worked in somehow. I thought he was good up until the problems that he's had.
Yeah, just like last week with the running game, the 18 or so yards they had at halftime, they went right back to it in the second half. Kevin Stefanski, it's not just coach speak or whatever where he says he's even keel. He is, for the most part. I think he let his emotions get the best of him there. Going for it on the fourth down, I personally would have kicked the field goal, taken the 3 points. Sure, disappointed, didn't get the first down. Not thrilled with the officiating there. But I would have taken the 3 points and gone up by the two scores, and that basically put the game away at that point. But I get it. Hey, it's a happen. It's an eighth of an inch. That's all we need, and I got, a great running game, and the offense can, move the ball efficiently, so let's go for it there. But, for the most part, Kevin Stefanski is a pretty even-keel type of coach, and he doesn't get too worked up.
Darrell Redder joining us on the hotline. Myles Garrett, are we going to be able to have him back next week against Tennessee? Do we know?
Great question. Unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you, Ken. First, he's got to get through the able to return from having COVID protocols, which are a little different than, the precautionary stuff. And then also he's got to, they got to make sure he's physically, ready to go because you're looking at two weeks of him not doing a whole lot. So that is something we're going to have to watch out for this week. Unfortunately, I can't answer that question right now, though.
Darrell Redder with seriousness in his voice joining us here, getting you set for the Browns and Tennessee Titans later on this week, but still going over this win down in Jacksonville. I didn't like going into this game, Darrell, against Jacksonville. Something stupid always happens. I wrote it down. You think about this. You have Bottlegate, All right, we all remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, 2014, where they came off a great win against Pittsburgh, and they went down there and embarrassed themselves.
Yep.
Then you had the Tim Couch Hail Mary, where we all forget, we thought the game was over.
Yeah.
Did he throw like a pick? He threw what almost looked like a pick six that should have put away the game with like a minute left. And Tom Coughlin kept him in that football game, thank God. And even that was a grind and a problem. Yet yesterday happened, and then we remember Josh Gordon had over 200 yards receiving. They still lost that game. Every time they play against Jacksonville, something weird happens. So I kind of went in, and I hated being that guy, but I was going, man, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I don't know if they're going to – I think they could come out a little bit rusty.
It's always something with Jacksonville. And then, you know, yesterday we had the Olivier Vernon call was
terrible.
Just absurd. I don't know what Vernon's supposed to do there. I'm sorry. You flagged him for playing football. You know, I saw nothing malicious there. And then the measurement, you know, I was always under the impression if the nose of the football's, touching the stick, that's the first down. Looked that way to me. After going back and looking at it, where was the credit card or the index card that I saw him use a couple years ago up at Green Bay? Remember that? I think messed up the challenge, and there was so much confusion because technically Stefanski won that challenge because they had to change the spot. So technically he won the challenge. He should have been able to, I thought he should have been able to keep the challenge. But the officiating crew, I think, created so much confusion there about that I think that impacted Stefanski's ability to challenge the fourth down play because it sure looked like he got to the 21 on the replays as well. So, yeah, that the officiating down the stretch left quite a bit to be desired. But to your point, Ken, playing Jacksonville, what else do we expect? Just something weird always seems to happen when the Browns play that team, and hopefully they don't have to see him for another 4 years. Guys, I'll see you in Tampa, except for you.
Thank
Tony,
you.
You're not invited.
No, I'm in. I'm coming.
You're not,
why
you're
is
not
I'm
invited.
Invited?
I'm coming.
Too late to be on the bandwagon.
Nope, I jumped on.
All right, bring your special friend with you.
Okay.
There we go. The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. That was a hell of a line there at the end. He got your ass. All right, coming up in a bit is a win. And it's time to cut Nick Chubb a check. That coming up next. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.